Singer Lauren Anderson began performing as a solo act, performing in house shows around the Chippewa Valley. She then teamed up with Josh Frederick and Elliot Hines to form the indie folk rock band Idle Empress. You watch
the world through your red spectacles. Lauren and I grew up in Eau Claire. We went through like the K through 12 system and stuck around after, and we met Josh after we graduated from high school. And then, yeah, just been clicked together in the same scene since then.
I think there was one time a couple years ago when we had a bunch of friends get together and just jam. And then I was playing a lot of solo shows, and I played with Josh's band Softly Dear for a while. And I don't know, we just decided to, like, try, like playing my original songs and making it work, and it just fit really well together. We were already pretty good pals, so, yeah. It's kind of funny how, I don't know, Eau Claire has made a name for itself. I mean, obviously, because of Bon Iver. But, yeah, I think people are starting to focus on new music that's coming out of Eau Claire.
I remember being, like, 14 and going downtown and just, like, seeing signs for shows and checking it out for the first time. Mm-hmm. And, like, those first moments of just understanding the wealth of music that we have in our city. Weekend comes, there's going to be a show, get there, and then all of a sudden there's this huge community of everyone that supports each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you're in it, it just feels a lot of love, I guess.
I wrote most of the songs from the EP within like a 3-month time period. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was in a certain just place in my life when I wrote most of the music, so I guess it just reflected that, where I was at. A lot of seasonal depression and other good stuff like that. We recorded with our friend Leo in Eau Claire, Leo Stry. He did all the recording and mastering, all the engineering, and we just recorded it at his house. It was a pretty fun, relaxed way to record. We did a lot of live takes, and yeah, it was nice. Still to this day, horrible social anxiety, so performing is always, like, pretty spooky. But, yeah, after the first, I'd say, like, few times I performed, it got a lot easier. But I used to get really, really sick before shows. I'm really shy, and talking is not the easiest thing for me, but I don't know, music just kind of makes sense to me, and it's easier for me to speak with music than with words. And so I feel more at home, like, with a guitar in my hands. I think we just feel really comfortable where we're at right now, and really comfortable with each other, and I think we're just going to keep doing what feels right and what feels good until we get tired of it, I guess, but that hasn't happened yet, and I don't think it's going to happen very soon.
That was the band Idle Empress, who stopped by our studios for Setlist, WPR's summer music series. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik. Freckles on your shoulder blades remind you of the summer. Times we stayed in bed all day, and I told you things I never told anybody else, and you'd hold me close and say you're just coming.